Journalist Barry Barrick was covering Zimbabwe's election for the New York Times when he was arrested 3 weeks ago. His crime? Committing journalism. He'd entered the country on a tourist visa. His account of the arrest and his jail time in Harare will appear in tomorrow's New York Times. Barry Barrick joins us now by phone from his home in Johannesburg, South Africa. He's safely returned home there. Welcome.
Thanks, Andrea.
You'd only been in Zimbabwe for 5 days. When did you know you were in trouble?
Well, I knew I was in trouble when a police detective yelled out, "Hey, you!" And before too long, there were as many as 21 police officers and detectives in my room searching about for evidence of my crime. And they arrested me along with a British freelancer, Stephen Bevan.
Now, in your story, you described this scene where you're in your room and there are people elbow to elbow, just cops crammed into your room. And what you're most worried about is your Zimbabwean contacts' phone numbers, which are in your cell phone.
Well, I suspected that whatever they were going to do to me, they would do something far worse to Zimbabweans who helped me. Many of their questions had been, who was translating for me? Who was I working with?
So what did you do?
Well, after worrying for a while, I appealed to someone who had hold of my cell phone, and he sort of gave me an indication that he would be willing to help me for a price. He sort of rubbed his thumb against his forefinger, and we very quietly negotiated an arrangement, and he helped erase some of the material on the phone.
You went into the bathroom and put $100 in your DOP kit, huh?
That's what I did.
Now, because it's Zimbabwe, and because that nation is so isolated from the world community, it's not like the American embassy could just, you know, make a call, get Barry Barrick out of jail.
No, unfortunately, we have a great lawyer, the top human rights lawyer in the country, Beatrice Metetwa, but upon first meeting her at the police station, she told us that our embassy, the British embassy, the American embassy, would actually have negative influence, that the more they said and did things publicly, the worse it would probably be for us.
And so?
So we went to jail.
And what was that like?
Yeah, right away we realized that we were more fortunate than most. We had a lawyer. We had people who knew we were inside. If no one knows you're inside, then no one knows to bring you food. We were delivered food 3 times a day, and we were able to arrange so that we could share that with other prisoners.
Your colleague Stephen Bevan observes at one point, "Well, there are no mice, no rats."
Well, I pointed that out to Stephen, trying to make light of the situation, that there was every conceivable kind of insect, but there were no rodents. And he said, "Well, why would rats stay here? There isn't any food. Rats have left the country like everyone else."
Did you fear for your physical safety?
Well, I thought I might before going in, because so many Zimbabweans, especially political prisoners who go to who are in police custody, do get beaten. That didn't happen. I talking to me because I'm an American who spent 4 days in a Zimbabwean jail, but Zimbabweans who are perceived as enemies of the Mugabe government and his ZANU-PF party have things much worse than we did. They are jailed often and for longer times and get much rougher treatment.
How did you end up being released?
Some of the courts, especially the lower courts, do continue to function and issue judgments that stand up unless they're considered to be inconvenient to Mugabe. In this case, we had a very good lawyer. We went before a magistrate who heard the evidence. There really wasn't any law that we had broken, and the magistrate found in our favor, and then we hightailed it out of the country before the police could rearrest us.
Mr. Barrick, it sounds like there's still a story that you want to cover in Zimbabwe. Will you go back?
I certainly hope to go back. They have threatened me with rearrest. They've even said they would try to come after me, but we'll see.
Journalist Barry Barrick, he's a reporter for the New York Times, and he was arrested earlier this month in Zimbabwe. His first-person account appears in tomorrow's New York Times. He joined us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you again, sir.
Well, thanks a lot for your interest.